Tam hin yagyapashava, the sacrificial animals. Anena bahim samgyapta killed. Yea, all of them who adayaluna, by the most unkind, kutarai, by excess, chichidu, pierced to pieces, kruda, being very angry, smaranta, remembering, amivam, sinful activity, asya, of him, tat, that. Please repeat. Tam yagya pasavo nena, samgyapta ye dayaluna, kuttarash chichidu kruda, smaranto mivam asyatat, tam yagya pashavo nena, samgyapta ye dayaluna, kuttarais chichidu kruda, smaranto mivam asyatat, tam yagya pasavo nena, samgyapta ye dayaluna, kuttarais chichidu kruda, smaranto mivam asyatat. Chichidu kruda, ranto vivana shatat, tamagya pashavo nena, samgyapta ye dayaluna, chichidu kruda, matajis. Tam yagya pasavo nena, gyapta ye dayaluna, tarai shichidu kruda, nanto mivam asyata. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. That most unkind king, Puranjana, had killed many animals in various sacrifices. Now, taking advantage of this opportunity, all these animals began to pierce him with their horns. It was as though he were being cut to pieces by axes.
So how does that feel?
Purport. Those who are very enthusiastic about killing animals in the name of religion or for food must await similar punishment after death. The word mamsa, from which the translation is meat, indicates that those animals whom we kill will be given an opportunity to kill us. Although in actuality no living entity is killed, the pains of being pierced by the horns of animals will be experienced after death. Not knowing this, rascals unhesitatingly go on killing poor animals. So-called human civilization has opened many slaughterhouses for animals in the name of religion or food. Those who are a little religious kill animals in temples, mosques, or synagogues. And those who are more fallen maintain various slaughterhouses. Just as in civilized human society, the law is a life for a life. No living entity can encroach upon another living entity as far as the Supreme Lord is concerned. Everyone should be given freedom to live at the cost of the Supreme Father. And animal killing, either for religion or for food, is always condemned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In Bhagavad Gita 16:19, Lord Krishna says, Tanaham dvishyata kruram samsareshu naradamam kshipami ajasram ashubam ashurisveva yonishu. Those who are envious and mischievous, who are the lowest amongst men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence, into various demoniac species of life. The animal killers, dvishyata, envying other living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are placed in darkness and cannot understand the theme and objective of life. This is further explained in the following verses. Om Agyanitim Randasya Gyananya Shaka Shakshura Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Namo Vishmadaya Krishna Vishtaya Mutale Shrimate Satsari Das Goswami Tinamne Namo Vishmadaya Krishna Vishtaya Mutale Shrimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Tinamne Namaste Sarasvati Deve Gauravani Pracharini Nirvishesa Sunyavadi Paschacha Desatarine. So here we going further in the pastime with Puranjana, the story told by Narada Muni, in order to avoid Prachinabharisat to do the same. He is telling this basically like a sad story, which is coming to an end. It's coming to an end, at least for this life, and then it continues in the next life. And in the previous verses, he started to worry, King Puranjana started to worry about his wife and how will they continue without me, because he could see that. He could feel, although he was living a materialistic life, he could feel from all the symptoms that his life was coming to an end. And then he started to worry about his kinsmen, about his, what will be their future. I have always been protecting them. Now they will be without me, they will be without, maybe without money, maybe they don't know how to spend the money, etc., etc. So basically, due to being an attached king, controller, he hadn't prepared himself. In other words, he had not given up this controlling tendency by the end of his life. It was all still there. All the desires were there, all the controlling tendencies were there, all the attachments to his wife were there, and he kept lamenting. After I pass from this world, how will my sons and daughters, who are now fully dependent on me, live and continue their lives? Their position will be similar to that of a passengers aboard a ship wrecked in the midst of the ocean. So this is exactly the thought process of somebody who thinks that, you know, everything depends on him. Somebody who is not at all relying on Krishna, somebody who is not at all dependent on the Lord, he thinks like this. He thinks that he is in charge of everything, that he is controlling everything. And this is the position of millions and millions of people in this world. They are thinking like that. And they are not preparing for the last moment of life. Although King Puranjana should not have lamented over the fate of his wife and children, he nonetheless did so due to his miserly intelligence. In the meantime, the representative of death was coming closer and closer, and there was no way to escape. And there is no way to escape. The only solution and then in the verse yesterday, Guru Padma Prabhu discussed, he said, when King Puranjana was being dragged with great force by the powerful Yavana, out of his gross ignorance, he still could not remember his friend and well-wisher, the Super Soul. As Guru Padma Prabhu explained, the Super Soul is there, right there in the heart. And if we live a materialistic life, although Krishna is so close, there is no way that we can remember him. Because we can only remember what is dear to us. So unless Krishna is dear to us, we are not going to remember him, although he's right there. He's right there next to the Super Soul, right there in the heart, in the center of our subtle body. Because the gross body is lying there, paralyzed, and there is a whole struggle going on. And the Yamadutas, if we are in materialistic consciousness, the Yamadutas are going to drag the soul, going to oblige the soul to leave the body and drag the subtle body out of the gross body. But due to this attachment and due to thinking, I am the controller, I'm so many things to do, due to being not prepared for death, due to being not prepared to leave this body behind, then it's a hole. It's like, you know, scratching. It's like taking the skin from the arm, so to say. Very painful. It's ripped off by force, subtle body. And we don't want it. Inside we do like this. But there is no way that we can. And we fail. If we fail to prepare for that, that is what is happening. And its subtle body is ripped away by the representatives of Yamaraj, Yamadutas. And nothing can hold. And then in this verse, because King Puranjana was not only a meat eater, but he also liked to sport, and his sport was killing animals. So it is said by the laws of karma, by the laws of nature, that the animals, they have the right to react. Animals, they are there waiting for us to die, or for those who have done this type of sinful activities, meat eating and other sinful activities. And then the animals which were killed by the human beings, they are waiting there for attacking that subtle body. And then it's not that it's as painful, although the body itself may lie there on the bedstead with a nice sheet, on a nice thick mattress, everything fine. But the subtle body is suffering like anything. It's like in this verse it says, it's felt like axes are coming down to the body, like somebody takes an axe and smashes our leg. So we can imagine how painful it is. And that is the type of pain that goes on. And that goes on for a certain time. We know how relative time is. Sometimes we sit in a dentist chair and this 15 minutes looks like 3 days. And sometimes we have a kirtan and we think, oh, it's already so late. I thought we were just here. And it's fine. 2 hours are gone like nothing. So when this pain is going on, I don't know exactly how it works, but you know, in difficult moments, time is very long, very, very long. And we have to wait, or in line, or for prasadam, or for, you know, other situations, then time can be, 5 minutes can look very long. So 5 minutes being pierced by arrows or axes or whatever, the reactions, the sinful persons deserve, they will get at the time of death. And that's what Narada Muni is warning him. You know, he's basically saying, it's your choice, but I just tell you what you're going through if you do not consider this point, if you do not use your intelligence. So this is the unfortunate situation for most people. So Prabhupada explains this principle of So the animal killer, they are encroaching upon others' right. These cows and goats, they are also living entities. They have got a right to live. When there is absolute necessity, that is a different thing. And like Sri Bhaktisiddhanta says, if for preaching you need to eat meat, if you are happy to be in a circumstance where there is nothing else, no cauliflower, no potato, and you know, So for the sake of preaching, he said, you can eat meat, as an extreme example, not as a normal example, as an extreme situation. Then Prabhupada also here says, when there is absolute necessity, that's a different thing. But you cannot encroach upon their right of living simply to satisfy the taste of your tongue. Because that's what the people are doing. People, just for the taste of the tongue, they encroach. They say, you living entity, you cow, you whatever other animal, I take your life to please my senses. That is the sad. And the government, you know, encourages it by establishing slaughterhouses, because in this way jobs become available, business is going on, trade is going on, money comes into the box of the government. But it's totally inappropriate, totally unnecessary, and it's bringing a situation in the world, as we are, you know, seeing more and more situation where so many things are happening due to the atmosphere being loaded with sinful activities. And all these sinful activities which are going on, abortus, killing cows, lying, cheating, drugs, alcohol, all this intoxication, all this jeu d'hasard, this gambling, that as a result, reaction, and the reactions become thicker and thicker, and then they come down in the form of Sri Sri Radha Gopinath ki in the form of natural disaster, or in the form of wars, or you know, wars where the demons kill the demons, or wars where there are reactions for whatever we do. That is the greatest sin. Similarly, illicit sex. One has got a wife and he's having illicit sex with another woman. That is crime. You want to satisfy your sex? All right. You have got legitimate wife. No, I want to satisfy my senses. Therefore, illicit sex is sinful. You have got many other foodstuff. Why should you satisfy your senses by killing some other right of living? Everybody can understand why this is sinful. Just like if I have no money, that does not mean that I shall take your money, because then I'm a thief. You cannot say, oh, I have no money, this man has got so much money, therefore I've taken some money. Will the court excuse you? Even if you have no food, you cannot encroach upon others' right unless you are sanctioned. Therefore, according to the Vedic system, the meat eater is given chance by sacrificing an animal before some demigod. Not free slaughterhouse, no. That you cannot do. Undergoing that process, someday he will come to his senses that meat eating and killing of animal is not good. So it's not that Prabhupada says it's good to offer animals to the demigods, but he says it is sometimes used as a way that people come to their senses. And then it goes on, what's happening there. Because there are so many mantras. If you understand mantras, the mantra when a goat is sacrificed before Goddess Kali, before the goat being cut by his throat, the priest says that because you are sacrificing your life, he's saying to the goat, because you are sacrificing your life before Goddess Kali. Next life, you're going to have a human form of body due to this sacrifice you're doing. And then there is the next step to be understood. Otherwise, you have to undergo the process. That is gradually evolutionary process. But because you're forced somehow or other in the presence of mother maternal energy, she will give you the facility to promote immediately to the human form of life. And as a human being, you will have every right to kill this man who is killing you. So that is the... So to offer an animal, in this case to Kali, it may give to the animal a human life after this birth. But then the reaction of killing the animal is that the animal has all the right to kill the one who killed him. That is the understanding. So ultimately the idea is that we understand, or that people understand, I better don't run that risk, because it's only a question of time. And I will be killed as a reaction of my killing. And Srila Prabhupada concludes, so he says, so after hearing all these mantras, if one takes the risk of eating meat, let him do that. But who is that sane man who will take this risk? That is the meaning of sacrifice, not that it is a slaughterhouse substitute. So this offering to Kali is to come to the understanding, what I'm doing here is wrong, and I'm taking here great risk, basically. That's why it's called here in this verse, it's called Mamsa. And Srila Prabhupada explains that meaning somewhere, where he says Mamsa means me, and then me and the other person means the other person has the right to kill me. Everyone should be given the freedom to live at the cost of the Supreme Father. And animal killing should not be part of that. Supreme Father, the Lord, loves all the living entities and gives them all an opportunity to come to Him. And in that killing, living entities who are under the care of the Supreme Lord, we are interfering with that. We are interfering with the Lord. The Lord gives all living entities the chance to live their life. And as soon as we decide, I'm going to kill this animal, we are interfering there with this process, with all the children of the Lord. We are saying, basically, I am becoming the Lord here. I'm deciding that I take the life of that animal. And that is, we don't have that right. We are putting ourselves in a superior position where we decide, where we encroach on the life of other living entities. And we do not have that right. And we should not take that to us. And if we do, we cross the line, and there is reaction for it. And if you want us to prepare for that, then this type of reactions are going to be great impediments in our most important moment of our life, which is death, because there are going to be reactions from these animals that we have killed. They are going to have a reaction on our future. And if on top of that we are totally, you know, attached to wife, family, sex, to all these things, then it becomes impossible. And then we have to suffer great pain in the last moment of life. As Guru Padma Prabhu said yesterday also, if we want to become Krishna conscious, we have to become conscious first. So to become conscious is to be aware what am I doing, where these activities lead us to, and how to, you know, how to avoid this type of reactions. Because those who go, like if Puranjana is an allegory, but if it would be a real story, then he would, you know, go into, as it verse says of the Bhagavad Gita that Prabhupada is mentioning, those who are envious and mischievous. And because if you kill another animal, means you're envious of that life, and you put yourself in a position of the Lord. So you're envious and mischievous. Who are the lowest amongst men, are cast by me into the ocean of material existence. Means you go for birth again and again and again due to living such a life of ignorance and passion. The animal killers, envying other living entities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead, are placed in darkness and cannot understand the theme and objective of life. So they are, rather than going up, they are going down in their... there is no question of elevation of Krishna consciousness if one lives a life of darkness. And there is no quick fix either. It's not that, okay, you know, when I'm 75, I will take this serious, but for now I enjoy. It doesn't work like that. There is no quick fix. One has to prepare oneself duly, and day after day after day, we have to prepare ourselves to be elevated to Krishna consciousness, and within Krishna consciousness to also elevate ourselves further in developing our relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So I will stop here. Any comments or questions? Yeah.
This cow, maybe with the spirit soul, I speak about spirit soul. Maybe before he was killing, that's why we get the reaction. And in this lifetime, this cow has been killed by this person. In the next life, this person is killing the cow. And it looks like an endless circle.
Material life in general is an endless circle, unless one gets some special mercy, some prasadam one day, or the holy name one day, or Ratha Yatra one day, then that can cut this circle. Otherwise, material life, that's why when Prabhupada quotes that verse here from Bhagavad Gita, 16:19, the meaning is that, yes, you very much, if you live the life as Puranjana lived it, then you are going for an endless circle of birth and death. But it's not that simple with the laws of karma. It's a little more complicated than that. So it's not just one, the other one. It's not that simple. There is so many, other things. We are all, on that level, we are all individuals. We have all a certain amount of karma. But that's why when we live a life as a devotee, we finish our karma, and then and then we end this circle of birth and death. But for those, unfortunately, for those who are so ignorant and who do not care about spiritual life and spiritual advancement, unfortunately for them, yes, it's like the wheel of a bike, spinning around, life after life, until some causeless mercy, or some intelligence, which is also causeless mercy, and then we come out. If a cow dies, natural death. Yeah. Yeah, but it should be ahimsa. It should be without force. It should be natural death. And then, yes, the leather of such a cow can be used, and the flesh of such a cow can be eaten by some people who really want that. In general, I don't think devotees should want that. But for those who have a special longing for that, They could take the flesh of a naturally dead cow. Shri Prabhupada ki jai, Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai, Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai.